Talk 8.
Stone. The Dow closes down 600 points, close to it. A massive drop today after the House failed to pass that $700 billion financial rescue plan. More on the markets in a second. But first, to tell us what happened at the Capitol, we go live to ABC's Vic Ratner. Vic.
Alex, there's been a fair amount of political finger-pointing, Republicans blaming the defeat on what they called excessive partisanship from Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrats saying the GOP did not keep its part of the bargain to produce half of the votes needed to pass the bill. Now both sides are talking about work on a replacement.
While the legislation may have failed, the crisis is still with us.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi waiting for word from the president, live to ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
In the Oval Office, Vic, failure is not an option.
Our strategy is to continue to address this economic situation head on, and we'll be working to develop a strategy that will enable us to continue to move forward.
President Bush has just told us he's disappointed, but Treasury Secretary Paulson has arrived. The work now begins on what to salvage from that $700 billion rescue plan and what to add to satisfy those who don't want a big government bailout. Alex?
Back to the markets now. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P were all down sharply today. The numbers on the Dow, they've stabilized, down 603 points today. ABC News business reporter Charles Herman says Wall Street was nervous even before the vote failed.
The market has been down for most of the day, even before the vote happened. And largely that was because of concerns about the overall economy, even if the bill were to pass, worries that the bill wouldn't pass, as well as concerns about Citibank taking over Wachovia or the problems with some banks in Europe. So with the House of Representatives rejecting this plan, that just really sent the markets down even more.
The NASDAQ was down 143 points. You're listening to ABC News.
This health update brought to you by ASRS and Genentech.
Heart disease is still the number one killer in America, but a new study suggests drinking coffee every day might just lower your heart risk. Americans drink about 400 million cups of coffee per day. Whether decaffeinated or not, coffee could lower inflammation. Experts say don't start drinking coffee to help your heart, but if you already do, it just might help. I'm Dr. Timothy Johnson, ABC News.
Did you know that the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Sarah Palin and Joe Biden are beginning mock debates to prepare for this week's first vice presidential matchup. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent George Stephanopoulos says Biden will have to tread carefully.
It's always difficult in these debates, particularly for a guy like Biden, not to appear too aggressive, too boorish. He's got to be careful about that. On the other hand, he's got to make his points. So both sides are hunkering down right now, getting ready for this debate. It's going to be a big deal.
ABC's David Wright is traveling with the Palin campaign and says her backers are making sure she's ready.
Palin's advisors tell us they're not worried one bit. They are reportedly bringing in the heavy hitters to give her last-minute coaching tips. They know that she needs to address the question of experience, and they tell us she's looking forward to doing it.
Well, word today, the Hubble telescope is getting unstable. Not good news. ABC's Gina Sinceri is at Johnson Space Center in Houston.
Hubble's gyroscopes are failing, its batteries are dying, and now its main communication channel has stopped working. That means scientists can't access Hubble's discoveries. NASA's racing against time to save the beloved space telescope, and the latest failure now threatens to postpone the October space shuttle mission to repair Hubble, while engineers figure out a fix for this latest problem. Gina Sinceri, ABC News at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
Hollywood celebrities can continue driving with animals on their laps. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoing a bill that would have fined drivers for sharing the seat with lap dogs or other animals. This is ABC News.
Hey, pretty lady, my name is Rick, but my friends call me the Disco Wizard.
Survived the 70s? You deserve special treatment. That's why GEICO offers car insurance with personal service just for you.
Hey, pretty lady, my name is Rick, and on the Richter scale, you're an 11. Pow!
Including experienced driver discounts, top quality claim service, and GEICO's lifetime renewal guarantee. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all states.
I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Federal ICE agents in California have arrested more than 1,150 people in the past 3 weeks. It's part of a targeted sweep of illegals who've overstayed their time in the U.S. and others who have ignored deportation orders. The arrests include 436 people in Northern California. Hundreds of firefighters are on the lines working to control a wildfire, which has burned nearly 1,000 acres. It's in an area near the coast of the Los Padres National Forest. It is about 5% contained. Traffic. KGO's Terry Ross.
Pleasanton, southbound 680 before burn now. A big rig dropped a large piece of metal in the two right lanes. Metal in the roadway as well. Pacheco, eastbound 4 before Pacheco Boulevard. Rest easy with huge savings during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight. Terry Ross, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. KTVU meteorologist Bill Martin for Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting fog at the coast this afternoon. Cooler temperatures, high 64 in San Francisco, 60s at the beach. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. I need your help on this one. Am I mean-spirited? Or am I just out of step here? Here is a pilot project. This is nanny government at its best. To pad street posts, lampposts, to prevent people from walking into them while they're texting. That's right. While they're texting. They find that people walking down the street texting on their mobile phones, they walk into the street lamps, and there's a street here. This is happening in Birmingham. Manchester and Liverpool in England, where they're going to test out certain streets, pad the posts to see if they can reduce injuries. Now, isn't that over the bounds, the boundary line? It seems to me people can be required to be responsible for what they walk into, and if this is a reasonable thing to do, we could sit here all day long and list hundreds and hundreds and thousands of things that government can protect us from. Here's a beauty. This one, I'm sorry to laugh because it's a potential case of child abuse, and yet I just howled out loud when Heather sent this to me this morning. Here's a fella. He told the detective that he put his girlfriend's children in a clothes dryer because he wanted to show them that they could have a good time without much money. And he's kind of making a good case. Of course, he's facing charges, aggravated child endangerment and child abuse. So here's the story. He told the detective he's playing with a then 2-year-old girl and a 3-year-old boy by rolling them around in a large cardboard barrel that serves as a toy box. You know, like a 50-gallon drum. You fill it with toys. So he put the kids on the side and rolls them around. That's fun. I've done that with my kids. Of course, the activity began to aggravate an old shoulder injury he had, so he couldn't push the kids. So he said he remembered playing in an old dryer as a child, and he wanted to show the kids a good time. Quote, "That's what I wanted, to show the kids that you don't have to have money to have a good time," he said in the interview. "All you have to have is an imagination." So the dryer door is open, and he's kneeling at the opening with his hand on the kill switch while the children take turns riding in the machine. After an hour of playing, the dryer heated up, gave the boy second-degree burns. "I didn't mean for my boy to get hurt." They heard testimony from a doctor, a pediatrician who first saw the kid, and testified the kid's burns, including prior injuries, a broken clavicle, could indicate abusive environment. Clavicle fracture in a kid, it often, well, you just can't say. You put all the evidence together. Also, in her medical notes, that the boy had poor hygiene. The boy's mother raised her voice and yelled at the boy during the examination. Typically, people go to a doctor's office around their best behavior. So that's what they have. That's what they have on the guy. And yet, kids in dryers, I have to chuckle a little bit. All right, we talked yesterday about John McCain entering the autism wars, offering up his scientific opinion that there's strong evidence that autism's got to do with the preservative in a vaccine. Well, Mr. Almost President, there's no preservatives in vaccines. I haven't been there for, what is it now, 7 years, right? And I told you how this scared me a little bit, because the ability to understand science and objective information, like someday this man could be evaluating CIA information. and he's got to learn to be objective. Kind of scares me. But today, all over the place, and boy, I don't know where to start with this one. I hope you've seen it so you have a little bit of background on this. You know, the best report I found was written by an AP reporter. So I'm going to use some of her words here so you don't blame me on this. So this is this one case. One case. You know, there's a vaccine injury fund that government set up a long time ago. And this is not a regular court of law. The standards of evidence in this particular situation is not the same as in a court. But anyway, government health officials have conceded that childhood vaccines may have worsened a rare underlying disorder that ultimately led to autism-like symptoms. Did you hear that language? That it may have worsened a rare underlying disorder that ultimately led to autism-like symptoms. This is an exception, medical and legal experts are saying. This is not a precedent for thousands of other pending cases. The government is not conceding that vaccines cause autism, and no responsible scientist is. Although the science on this is limited, the girl's disorder may be more common in autistic kids than healthy ones. What they're talking about, the spin on this, is a Portuguese study suggesting that 7% of autistic kids have a mitochondrial disorder, little batteries in your cells. It's a genetic disorder. And 1 in 5,000 people in the general population have it. And maybe the mitochondrial disorder and autism spectrum disorder. It says, by the way, there's no link that's been made in scientific medicine between the two. Reported cases of autism have been rising since thimerosal was removed from the vaccines. And the thing is that this is just so confusing people and making it just the situation so much worse. It says the burden of proof is lighter in this congressional fund than traditional court. I'll leave the John McCain part out. Now, the girl has a disorder involving her mitochondria. The disorder, which can be present at birth from an inherited gene acquired later in life, impairs a cell's ability to use nutrients, etc. According to the document, the girl got vaccines one day in 2000, aggravated her mitochondrial condition, predisposed her to metabolic problems that manifested as worsening brain function. Now, you tell me what that means. I have no idea. The document does not address whether it was a thimerosal or something else in the vaccines. And, of course, Health Resources and Services Administration continues to maintain, as does the CDC, American Academy of Pediatrics, I can go on and on and on, every major medical group in the world, that vaccines do not cause autism. Do you remember breast implants? Do you remember all the money paid out in regular courts of law where the quality of evidence is higher? Millions upon millions and billions of dollars paid out in breast implants, and it turned out breast implants did not cause those diseases. Keep that in mind. And the funny, this is a little aside, so here's this one child. What an interesting case that they made for her. I'm watching the kid in the news conference. This kid looks like she's doing great. She's not my patient, don't know the kid at all. The kid's chatting with reporters. Autistic kids do not speak. This kid is smiling, looking them in the eye, playing with them. So this child does not have, you know, the full deal. Maybe one of the spectrum disorders, a lesser deal. And listening to the mother, and then John McCain, and then Larry King's going to do a job on it tonight. Oh, and CNN, 40 minutes on the press conference, right? There's no war going on. There's no elections going on. 40 minutes they took live, the mother and the husband speaking about their poor daughter. Now, there's a lot of money at stake here. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. There's a ton of dough here if you can prove that your child was injured by a vaccine. That's why Congress set this up. But this doesn't help the situation. In no way, shape, or form has anything to do with mercury, and in no way, shape, or form, in my mind, proves that this kid was harmed. Right? And then, separate story. Jenny McCarthy has called on the medical community to recognize that diet and vitamins can help ease the symptoms of autism, right? Her son has it, and my heart goes out to people who have kids with these difficulties. I understand what that's like. She travels in America giving talks on the benefits of natural medicines. She's dating Jim Carrey. Oh, then she must know what she's talking about. She wishes doctors would acknowledge how diets and vitamins can be used to treat autism. Well, I wish you would acknowledge a thing called science, which is how you got your airplanes, your televisions, and your computers, and your microwave ovens. That's how. I've been speaking to moms across the country who are all shouting out the same thing. Excuse me. Shouting out the same thing establishes scientific fact? Your elevator's not going to the top floor, lady. Does that mean it's a fact because I shouted out? So, vitamins do not help autism. We've tried, many of you have, and it's painful to see this. She sees a heartbreak on the mom's faces. I know it is heartbreak, but that doesn't mean that vitamins will cure it. Couple other beauties in the medical news today. Let's talk about Utah. You're going to love this. Bar patrons in Utah, of course, has the strictest liquor laws in the United States, will soon be able to get 50% tipsier off of one cocktail. But you can't have a sidecar. The amount of liquor allowed in a cocktail will increase from 1 ounce to 1.5 ounces after the legislature approved the first change in years to the state liquor laws. The Republican governor said he wants to change, so Utah won't appear so strange to the rest of the world. Utah is the only state to limit the amount of liquor allowed in the standard shot. So you're the only state in the world, the only place in the world that limits the amount of liquor in a standard shot, and you can't figure out why the rest of the world views you as weird. It will be the only state to ban wine coolers. They will ban flavored malt beverages grocery stores. Restrictions on wine coolers were guaranteed after the church said last month that it supported doing so. Now, why is that? Because 60% of the state's residents are Mormons, but 80 to 90% of lawmakers are. Do you find that strange? That there is a state within the United States of America where 80 to 90% of the lawmakers are of one religion. Whew. In addition, bar patrons' option of ordering an additional 1 ounce shot to pour in their drinks, known locally as a sidecar, is eliminated. Now, I guess no one in Utah has figured out you can order 2 drinks. You can order 10 drinks. What difference does this make? This is just one of the stupidest things I've ever seen or heard of in my entire career. A customer will still be able to order shots while they have a drink on the table, but only if it's the same liquor. If it's a liquor that's not already in your drink. In other words, I order a margarita. I can't order a shot of tequila, but I could order a shot of vodka to go with it. Frequently, a group of customers will order the same shot to drink together. Bartenders and waiters will now have to keep track of what liquor is already in each customer's drink before they can serve up the shot. Right? Residents can take comfort that at least one liquor law won't change. Doubles are illegal. You can't order a double. Drink. And this is the best the governor can come up with to make them seem less weird. Wow. I'm sorry for laughing at you, but what can I tell you? Illinois, for the second year in a row, members of the Illinois Senate Public Health Committee, I'm doing this on purpose, friends, voted in favor of medical marijuana bill, 6-4, written oral testimony. Committee members heard testimony from all kinds of sick people. Quote, because our laws regarding medical marijuana are hopelessly out of step with what science, compassion, and common sense tell us, countless suffering Illinoisans like Julie and Greg, it's funny you got to be in the state. You know, if you call people who live in Utah, Utahns. I didn't know that before. Blah, blah, blah. But here's a warning for you, marijuana, because I haven't asked this question. It says here, daily marijuana smoking is associated with increased severity of fatty liver in people of chronic hep C. And a lot of people call this program, I got chronic hepatitis C. I know I can't drink. What about marijuana? And I've never seen any evidence that it's bad for you in that situation. But I always warn you, because just the fact we don't know that it's bad for you doesn't mean we have studied it and found it to be safe. One-third of daily cannabis smokers had marked steatosis compared to 7 or 8% of occasional users and 16% of non-users. All right? Tall women are more likely than shorter women to get malignant melanoma. Heather says because they're closer to the sun. That's a good line, Heather. I love it. And if you're fatter, too. Well, I can figure that one out. I didn't figure the tall one out. Heather did that. But the fat one, I can figure. It's more of you. more skin to absorb the sun rays. I don't know if that's really the case here, but how this can happen, nobody knows. Height could be a marker for nutrition during childhood. Consuming more calories could increase cancer growth. You know, cancer likes to grow too. Weight gain may be by affecting hormone metabolism. I had something juicy here, but I'm not going to have the time, so let's move on to this one. I want to make sure you heard that report last week. I just haven't gotten to it, about transcranial magnetic stimulation for tinnitus, people who have ringing in their ears. The press reported that this is a cure-all. It's not. It does seem to shift and help people because they used a sham treatment in this. They took people with chronic ringing in their ears. I know so many of you have that and are frustrated and used a sham treatment or used the real deal, and it did seem to help people to a certain degree. All right, we come back. Wow, U.S. government report here. You tell me. Where in this country of ours, this beautiful, wonderful country of ours, do you think the most people with psychological and psychiatric problems are? I'll give you other little data here, too, but let's start with that one. Where are there more serious psychological problems than elsewhere in America? It's a state. It's a city. I think you'll be blown away. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Stay tuned.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Call 866-455-TURN. Learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
Call 866-455-TURN or visit turntohelp.com and click on Locate a Physician.
Did you know that Geico insures more than cars? That is true. They cover tons of other things like hot air balloons, unicycles, and roller skates. Nah, I'm just messing with you. But Geico can help insure lots of other vehicles, though, like motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, personal watercraft, boats, and pogo sticks. I'm only kidding about the pogo sticks, but seriously, just so there's no confusion, Geico now offers insurance on more than just your car.
Geico, saving you money on insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you. Visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer, but when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness, so when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, and as host of shows like Tic-Tac-Toe, Gambit, and High Rollers, I've given away a lot of great prizes. Now, with the help of my friends at 866-MY-VEGAS, I'm going to give you a chance to win a free 3-day, 2-night stay in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 866-MY-VEGAS right now with the answer to this question. Las Vegas Boulevard is the main street in the fun capital of the world. But most people know Las Vegas Boulevard as A, Broadway, B, Mulholland Drive, or C, The Strip. Call 866-MY-VEGAS right now to get your free 3-day, 2-night romantic stay at a Vegas hotel. Visit the casinos, the restaurants, enjoy the nightlife. Again, here's the question. Las Vegas Boulevard is the main street in the fun capital of the world. But most people know Las Vegas Boulevard as A, Broadway, B, Mulholland Drive, or C, The Strip. For the first 100 callers, in addition to your free 3-day and 2-night stay, I'll throw in 2 tickets to a Vegas show. So call 866-MY-VEGAS now, and good luck.
Dr. Dean, the MD for the millennium. Hit 800-548-8255 and enter the health zone.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, it's the morning after, so how's your hearing, Heather? Heather went to that concert last night after our discussion yesterday about hearing and earplugs. Did you wear your earplugs, Heather?
Yes, I was such a good girl. And the beauty also, you know, of having this sort of prophylactic for your hearing is you can stand right in front of the band and admire their skinny jeans.
Prophylactic for your hearing, leave it to you. Okay, that's a good idea. You can get up close and see them and not suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous bass notes. So that's a good deal.
Oh,
good deal.
Completely. You know, and sometimes when you're at a show, it's really crowded and you have to stand where you have to stand. And sometimes you're like stuck next to a speaker and it's just flying into that one side of your head. And anyway, gotta have those little earplugs. And I'll play a little piece of music from last night later in the show.
Good,
anyway,
good.
Roger in Hawaii, this is such a great question, and I'm going, his kid had surgery when, he was first born, and the scar was little, and now the kid's big, and the scar's big.
Oh, that's interesting. Roger, what kind of surgery was it?
You know, I can't really pronounce the name, but he had it where his, the esophagus grew into the, trachea.
Okay. Okay. Well, either way, they left the scar on his chest or stomach.
On the back. It's on his back shoulders where they had to go through to sew the pieces together.
Okay. Okay.
And like I said, when he was born, it happened when he was born, and it was, you know, half an inch, and now he's 15 years old, and the thing covers the whole back part, and it's obviously a little wider, and it's quite a bit longer, and I just never knew that what makes a scar grow.
Ah, what an interesting, that's an interesting question. Let's talk about it a little bit. If I take a balloon and it's deflated and I write my name on it, right? And I blow up the balloon, my name gets bigger and bigger and bigger as it stretches. That probably would be the easiest explanation, but there are exceptions. Like trees, for instance, tree rings. And you put a nail in a tree, the nail will be gone after in a few years as the rings grow, you know, grow around it. And there are cases where you don't get an effect like this where it stays the same size. But in general, I would be because by the way, when a child grows from infancy to adulthood, if you ever see a graph where you take an infant and you stand them up, you do this graphically, you don't just really do this to them, make them like they're standing up. And so you look at the ratio, they have big heads, huge eyes. Because the eyes don't grow that much between an infant and an adult. That's why babies look like they have larger eyes. And the ratio of the length of their hips to their toes and the size of their head, all these ratios kind of change. Taking that into account and then adding in the fact that as a percentage of length of the baby's back is where I would tackle this. I would say if that scar, you say it was a few inches and represented 15% of the length of the baby's back, and then you looked at the child today as a grown-up, I would guess that it's still 15% of the length of the back, but it's larger in an absolute sense. Now, that's my best guess. Skin does stretch, but in general, when you grow, it's not so much that it's stretching, but that it's growing. And all the tissue around the scar is growing, and we'll pull the scar with it. And a scar is living tissue, it's skin. It's scar and is, you know, more collagen than normal, but there's living cells in it, and it can, and there is a dynamic, to it. And so, is something in there, I think, is the answer. I guess, I'm kind of hedging a little bit because, there are exceptions depending upon where in the body, we're talking about with something like that. I'm wondering now, Heather, you might have more experience with this. If you tattoo a baby, does the tattoo get bigger as a baby grows into an adult? I've never seen a tattooed baby, so I don't even know the answer to this. What do you think?
And you think I have?
Well, you know, let's just say you are...
a tattooed baby.
There's no word for it.
If I do see it... I live in the city where you would see it. You're most likely to see a tattooed baby in San Francisco than probably anywhere else.
Yeah, I guess
but
so.
But I have
I
never
so.
Seen such a thing.
Okay. I just, you know, I'm all wired up on this because I was watching this thing on television about all the new things, you know, the scarifications, the branding, tattoos and piercing, not enough today. The kids in the future, they're going to come up with some really wild stuff. So that's where I was thinking. All right, we come back. Where are the most seriously psychological twisted people in this country. The highest rate of psychological difficulties, you'll never guess it. 1-800-548-TALK. We're coming right back.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. House leaders say they're reconvening Thursday instead of adjourning for the year as planned after dealing a $700 billion financial market bailout, a stunning defeat. The fate of the rescue package remains in doubt. The Dow closed down 777 points, the Nasdaq down 199, the S&P down 106. Governor Schwarzenegger's vetoed a bill that would have warned consumers about the dangers of releasing helium-filled metallic balloons. The Democrats originally wanted an outright ban on the balloons. Utility companies say they short electrical lines when they're released. KTVU's Bill Martin forecasting fog at the coast today. Temperatures cooler than yesterday. Fog and low clouds over the bay tonight. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-958-8856. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-958-8856 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-958-8856. That's 800-958-8856. Again, 800-958-8856.
Homeowners, is your interest rate rising? Are you falling behind on your payments or even possibly facing default or foreclosure? Unfortunately, your mortgage broker may have put you in a bad loan, creating a very difficult position for you and your family. However, the Lucas Law Center can help. Many loans include violations of either the Truth in Lending or Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. After an extensive yet affordable forensic loan audit, the Lucas Law Center will identify these violations and use them as leverage to build a case against your lender and save your home. Their attorney will negotiate directly with your lender to reduce your principal balance, lower your interest rate, forgive past due amounts, and get you a lower payment that you can afford. Don't trust just anyone to deal with your difficult situation. Call the experts at the Lucas Law Center now for a free confidential consultation at 800-443-8000. That's 800-443-8000. They'll negotiate a payment that you can afford. Call 800-443-8000 or visit lucaslawcenter.com. Licensed by the State Bar of California.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that promo code KGO to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx from Cisco, used by over 7 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code KGO. WebEx, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Yeah! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only Monday. It's only Monday.
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on. As a Junior Achievement volunteer, you can bring your enthusiasm to the classroom and give a few kids a little something extra to get excited about, their future. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
For information on how you can get involved, log on to JA.org.
Detailed.
9 p.m. on My Network TV's Micron 4.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. I'm feeling like I should say something in response to what I said at the beginning, we're talking about that piece in the news today about Utah. And I don't mean to make fun of Utahns at all. It's a beautiful, gorgeous place. I was just there a couple of weekends ago, as a matter of fact. It is a clean city. It is gorgeous. It got great snow and a wonderful state to visit. But when the governor says, you know, I don't want Utah to appear so strange to the rest of the world, so we're going to decide to allow you another half. Well, you know, the whole story about the alcohol. I had to chuckle. I love going places where people are weird. You know, that's what travel's about. Oh, quickly, speaking of travel, I'll just give you the phone number. I can't give you all the details. I don't have time here, but there's lots of people calling, want to know about the cruise we're going to do in June. Just before the kids, after the kids are out of school, but before they get in their summer programs. All right, so it's 1-800-544-TRAVEL. 544-TRAVEL, 1-800, tell them you want to come travel with me. Speaking of weird. And let's move on to this one. Are you ready? Oh, gosh, I have put myself in a big hole here. The highest rate of adults reporting serious psychological problems, which is at 14.4%, Utah. I'm not making this stuff up. Hawaii had the lowest at 8.8%. Vermont leads the United States in marijuana use. Vermont! Is that unusual? I don't know. Well, Utah has the highest number of people with mental health problems. Underage drinking from a low of 21.5 in Utah, expected, and a high of 38% in Vermont. Boy, you folks in Vermont, you're having a good time. In North Dakota, just 5.7% of people 12 and older used an illicit drug in the month before. Rhode Island, 11.2%, the highest. Rhode Island. I told you about Vermont leading the nation, a lot of measures. Vermont and marijuana, previous 12 months, ever used in a lifetime. Utah had the lowest rate of marijuana use. 18.9% of those 18 to 25 said they had used marijuana last month. Still, this is Utah. And this is the lowest in the country. Essentially, one in five kids in that age group only. Imagine if you included younger kids and kids a little older. Said they'd use it in the past year. Cocaine, Washington, D.C. You know, wonder what's going on in Washington. Lowest, North Dakota. Georgia had the lowest level of underage binge drinking. And the high, 28.5% in North Dakota. So you see, people are getting stoned all over the place. It's just picking their favorite drugs. And those of you who think alcohol is not a drug or coffee is not a drug or cigarettes are not a drug, I'm afraid you're wrong. They are drugs, all of them. And that's the healthiest way to look at it. All righty. Heather?
Yes. Sean is calling about his dad who is considering chelation therapy and wants to know what you think.
What's going on with your dad, Sean? What's his disease?
Hi, Dr. Dean. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
My father has been a heavy cigarette smoker for 25 to 30 years, and he's 54 years old. He's an over-the-road truck driver, which I understand that cigarette smoke and diesel fumes are supposed to be extremely harmful just for starts. Mm-hmm. But the condition he's in right now, he's been told by the VA he needs a triple bypass and surgery on his carotid artery. And he's opted not to take the advice of the VA, and he's gone with a private physician who's giving them these chelation therapy treatments.
Mm.
And I was just going to call and see what you think about that. And, you know, I've been listening to you since I was 8 years old. I remember when you had your TV show, and appreciate your opinion.
Oh, great. Would he listen to you if you give him different advice?
You know, he's pretty much stubborn as a bull, and he's all the way from Texas, and I'm here in California, so I've contemplated just getting up and going down there to try and motivate him to go in and do this surgery.
Right. Well, let's talk about the big picture here. If somebody headed for triple bypass surgery, if you take 100 people like him, you'll find some of them will do all right without it. A big chunk of them will not. And a bypass surgery definitely saves lives and prolongs life. But, you know, it's his body. He gets a choice to do what he wants with it. And I know someone in our family was told that they needed a heart transplant. That might have been 17 years ago. And he's still going strong, you see. So, once again, these are all statistical shifts. But I can definitely tell you, chelation is a scam. It's a ripoff. It doesn't work. It is considered quackery. And yet, because of the laws of the land, you can get away with it. The idea being you're going to Roto-Rooter someone's arteries with a chelating agent, which we do use legitimately to remove heavy metals from the body. So if you came to me with arsenic poisoning, or mercury poisoning, or a whole bunch of toxic metals, we would use a chelating agent to pull it out of your body. Problem is, the chelating agents also pull calcium and other beneficial minerals out of your body, so they usually give you calcium to replace it. And the idea was in the old days that, hey, hardened arteries have some calcium in them, so the way to fix hardened arteries is to chelate out the calcium. Well, then we invented angiography, where you can take a look at the arteries and see what's actually going on. We found it to be worthless, and yet it still is happening. And it ain't cheap either. So, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you about your dad. He didn't want to have surgery. Who can blame him? I mean, you know, you can't sell tickets to open the coronary bypass surgery. Hey, get two tickets in the front row. Of course not. No one wants to have that. It's unpleasant, but he's being stubborn and playing with his life. You might try to approach him. Tell him you looked at some websites, some government sites. Go over to, go over to quackwatch.com and get a little article on chelation. Send it off to him. You know, tell him you think the doctor might be a quack and he should reconsider because you love him. You know, you couch everything in love. Don't make him feel stupid. Don't make him feel like, you know, he's not doing the right thing. Tell him you love him. You want him around as long as can be. And you've talked to a bunch of people. And why don't you ask him to do the same thing? Ask him to call a couple of doctors, other doctors, or his wife's doctor, or friend's doctor, and get some other opinions from people he trusts. And maybe you can get him to see the light. The better news is, although chelation has harmed and killed people, and it can be dangerous, so I can't say certainly it carries the risks that open heart surgery does, which is really pretty small. Nowadays, it's miraculous how easily we do these open heart operations and how amazing the success rate is and how few people are harmed by it. So you might play that card. All right. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. The issue really is how to deal with a loved one and a family member to convince them to do something different than they're doing, you know? So, you know what that's like. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Udell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called vacation ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
8. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. 8 different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. 8 credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the Freedom People.
Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now. 1-800-568-7679. 1-800-568-7679. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider.
Mommy, I'm going to sing the baby a lullaby.
Beautiful dreamer, in the first stage of sleep, your brain waves are low and come regularly. Soon you will be in REM dreams, where your eyes are moving
and waveforms increase.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help keep their dreams alive. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Not. When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me, and I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
What's that music? Do
listen
tell.
To the lyrics.
I can't have trouble understanding it. What do you say?
I know, because he sings like a drunken SOB.
Well, you were in the front row, that's why. You were up on the stage.
That's
you did
right.
Jaw on the stage.
Rock and roll nurse gave him a main line. That's what he's saying. It's a song called Pills, but what he says mostly in it is rock and roll nurse going through my head. And if you listen to the whole song, rock and roll nurse sounds like a very bad nurse and not one that
we
actually want to come across.
Well, I don't know. Could we get away with that? You know, we tried the Nurse Heather thing. A lot of nurses objected to that because you didn't go to nursing school. But what about with calling you a rock and roll nurse? We can go, rock and roll nurse, what's our next song? Right? And you put up
right.
a patient and no one will know the difference.
Well, because rock and rollers don't need a degree to put a hypodermic needle in their arm, do they?
Unfortunately, they don't. They don't. All right,
now
rock
I'm
and roll nurse.
All kinds of tragedies.
Yeah. Stay away from that. All right, shoot me a caller.
You love this one. Karen in Cashmere, Washington has experience with autistic kids and their families. And it's about slapping a label on people.
Yes. All right, Karen, let's hear it.
Well, I'll probably take a big hit for this, or you guys will, but I used to counsel autistic children and their families, teaching them positive behavior support,
mm-hmm.
that type of stuff. And to me, the diagnosis of autism is like what they're doing with kids with hyperactive disorder. Some parents don't want to say, I'm not a good parent. My kids have something wrong with them. Because 2 out of 6 children I counseled their families at the end of behavior support plans were just spoiled brats. I never actually diagnosed as autistic. But after a year or two of positive behavior support and their parents learning it, these kids no longer behave the way they used to.
All right, let's dig into it. I would say that you could get me to agree with you for the milder forms of autism, for many cases of ADHD, and then the list goes on. And this is where people get confused. The full deal, a child who is fully autistic, there's no mistake in it, once it's developed and they grow up a little bit. No eye contact, they don't speak, they don't this, they don't that. But this epidemic of mild cases of autism for a kid who just, to my eye, has some behavior problems is one of the issues that has to do with all these parents claiming their kids have been harmed. Because that's a very, very, very hard diagnosis to make, and we all don't agree on it. The same with ADHD, right? This which is just totally, as far as I'm concerned, the majority of cases I see that are called ADHD are not. They don't have anything wrong with them except something like you're talking about, behavior issues, et cetera, et cetera. And I was puzzled by this little girl in today's news conference because this is dumb, but watching her, she did not have fully serious autism unless she's been cured or something like that. I mean, she was talking, looking in the eye of the reporters, playing with them. She's a very cute little girl. She's not my patient, so I don't know what the deal is and how they convinced this panel that whatever problem she had, her mitochondrial, her genetic problem combined with the vaccines, but they don't know what it was and what was in the vaccine. And all of a sudden, bingo, you convince a panel and there you go, millions of dollars. So I tend to agree with you with the way we sling around the diagnosis of autism. And that's why I'm upset by everybody saying 1 in 150 kids has autism. Well, you got to tell me how you're diagnosing it. And, you know, autism rates have soared since we took the thimerosal out of the vaccines, which I find interesting. And then, the, you know, people who are autism advocates, you know, will say, well, that's because we're diagnosing it more. You betcha. It's diagnosed a lot in rich white neighborhoods. It's hardly ever diagnosed. What I mean by this are the lower end spectrum disorders, where a kid's a little socially awkward, a little behavior problem, doesn't listen, doesn't communicate. Soaring in white schools, in other neighborhoods, the other side of the tracks, friends, you know, doesn't seem to be picked up at all. Well, because there's more resources. If you look, you will find it. It's called detection bias, and it makes it look like there is more of something than there really is. Now, I can't give you hits, runs, and errors in this because everyone's afraid to look at the real numbers here and to counter the claim, because it's a tragedy when it really happens, the real deal. And sometimes these kids cannot be helped, and yet a lot of them can. And even some of the worst cases have come back and led productive lives, and often they're geniuses. This is a savant kind of a thing. You see, some of these kids develop savant syndrome, where they're miraculous piano players and become geniuses at mathematical calculations and all that. So a lot of it we don't really understand. And then the accusation of bad parenting is very, very difficult. And you see it all the time. And I'm not telling you that I wrote the book on parenting. There is no book. We all learn it the hard way. But as a professional, you can, as a pediatrician or a psychologist, or even in your situation, look at the parent and say, you know, you're the problem, not the kid. You don't know how to set boundaries. You don't know how to be consistent. You're cold. You're distant. You don't make your child feel secure or loved. Blah, 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 blah. So, it ain't over yet. We've been through this before. And once again, I need to remind you, it's the media that's turning this into a circus. That the health professionals I've talked to, you know, aren't buying it. It is one case. It has no implications to the bigger issue, which is found that, you know, every major medical group in the world, as well as every major study, I mean, real studies, none of them support the link between thimerosal and autism. And the fact is, thimerosal has not been in vaccines for 7-8 years now. So what are people screaming about? Okay, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Stay tuned.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt, save yourself thousands of dollars of interest, and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Finding quality local contractors, showrooms, auto repair shops, and professionals is easy with the new Diamond Certified Directory. Just ask Bay Area resident Sharon Sides. She hired a painting contractor who's earned the prestigious Diamond Certified Award.
They were extremely professional. They showed up on time. They cleaned up every day. Their bids were always extremely detailed.
Sharon Sides will use Diamond Certified again.
Have it done professionally, so you wouldn't have to worry about having the work done again, say, in a year or two. So we were very pleased with the Diamond Certified resources.
Only companies that rate highest in quality in a large survey of past customers qualify for Diamond Certified. For a free Diamond Certified directory for your area, go to DiamondCertified.org, DiamondCertified.org. ATP.org.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-922-1503. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, Heather, getting close to closing time here.
That's right. The clinic will be closed in a while. Mm-hmm. Oh, just really quick, poor Eleanor called, and she knew someone that was on chelation therapy and did not have the open heart surgery that was recommended and died, a family member of hers.
Yep.
Dana in Columbus, Ohio, is breaking out in hives when he sweats.
Dana, what's going on?
Ever since I had an MRI with dye in it, now whenever I sweat, I get like this prickly feeling and hives up and down my body.
Wow.
And also if I take vitamin B for some reason. And now I take two prescriptions of two different kinds of antihistamines every day, but I still get the pricklies and the itch in the hives.
When you sweat. Well, you have what's called physical urticaria, U-R-T-I-C-A-R-I-A, which means hives and itching. From a physical cause. In other words, you can get hives from cold. You can get hives from sweating. You can get hives for a whole variety of reasons. Now, what's up with the MRI and the dye? Now, I've not heard of this as an ongoing deal. I cannot explain even the vitamin B that does it. And I guess the choices are that the MRI caused this, or you just have become allergic or sensitive. And that happened at the same time. It is not. This is the problem even with the vaccine things, because all little kids get vaccines every month or two, so anything that happens in childhood is going to seem like it's related to a vaccine, but proving cause and effect is a whole different matter. And in your particular case, is this coincidence, or are they related? And I don't know what to tell you. The fact that I haven't heard of it doesn't mean anything. Discount that entirely. I'm pretty sure vitamin B doesn't do it, and I'm not. You can get allergic reactions to the dye, absolutely, no question about that. But it is an acute allergic reaction, and you don't have any of that dye left in your system. So I'm kind of puzzled. And, you know, I'll tell you something. You may be close to getting the right treatment, because when you treat people with physical allergy, you do use a combination of antihistamines, and that should be helpful. I'll give you one little hint. Sometimes people have a very, very mild food allergy that's exacerbating that skin physical allergy. Although by itself, the food isn't enough to do it. So look at your diet and think if there's common things in there, you know, like eggs and tomatoes and fish and stuff that could be causing that allergy. Join us in our next program. Till then, be well.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Save.
What if I told you could magically erase all the flaws in your skin? The acne, the dark circles, rosacea, birthmarks, any imperfection. Hi. I'm Lisa Givens, and I want to tell you about my revolutionary corrective cosmetic called Sheer Cover that you can try for yourself free for 30 days. Sheer Cover is guaranteed to give anyone perfect skin instantly. Brush it on, and your problems disappear. So grab a pen, because in a minute, you're going to hear a phone number to get you started for free. You see, Sheer Cover is different. It's made from minerals that allow your skin to breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of Sheer Cover, call 1-800-974-8524, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-974-8524. That's 1-800-974-8524. Call now.
Gil Gross here. Ultimate of ironies. They can't bail out the bailout. So it sinks.